Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Anupa Alkatana is with me here on Lunchtime Live today because your daughter, your little girl, was allegedly attacked by a group of children, a group of teenagers. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, it was actually a terrific experience I ever had. This happened this Monday night. My husband was on night duty at that time. He works in an nursing home. So he went for work around 7:30. So I was supervising the kids because Mia just wanted to do a cycling with her friends. So I was supervising them in front of the house. Then I have a younger child. He's only 10 months. Mm. He started crying after a few minutes. So I told Mia I will be popping inside the house just to feed the baby and I will come back.
And just tell me, Anupa, sorry, what age is your daughter, Nia?
She's 6 years.
She's 6 years of age?
Yeah, yeah.
So you went back into the house with your little baby?
Yeah, I just popped in and I let Nia know that I'm inside and will be coming out. I was preparing the food for the baby. It will take maybe 2 or 3 minutes. But immediately, the kids knocked on the door. I saw my girl so scared. I just could say there was a little bruise on her right cheek and she was crying a lot. And the kids along with her were so scary. Nia couldn't talk. So I asked her friends what happened and they said a gang of teenagers. They said a gang of elder boys actually attacked Nia with the cycle. And they hit on her private part with a cycle wheel and 5 of them punched on her right cheek. And, you know, when I asked Mia later, she said they were telling some F words and said, dirty Indian, you can go back, something like that. Because she don't know what's that, but she knows F words and, you know, it's dirty. And she asked me, where am I, dirty mommy, you know, that way. So this incident happened. I was so upset. And I was trying to console these kids in front of the house. Then I saw this gang coming. I saw 2 boys. They were in the teenagers group, maybe 10, 12, that age group. And there was a girl as well. So when seeing these kids again, these kids, including Mia, started crying again and scary. Then they were enjoying. The gang stood on in front of our house. And they were, you know, even staring at me. They might be knowing I'm her parent.
And how many people, sorry Anupa, to interrupt you for a moment, but how many, when you talk about the older kids and you say teenagers, like roughly what age are you talking about?
Maybe, I guess maybe around 10, 12, 13, that age group.
10, 12,
but
13.
The girl, because the kids said they were 5 or 6, but I saw only 3, you know. So they were 2 elder kids, elder boys. They may be 10, 12, that age group. And there was another girl. She's younger than them.
There was a girl among them, a girl among the boys as well, Anupa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 of them. I saw 3 of them.
You saw the group, the group of 3, the 2 boys and the 1 girl.
I did actually, yeah.
And you felt a little bit intimidated yourself.
Yes, because they were staring at me, you know, and it was upsetting because they were so rude and, you know, they were standing in front of our house and the girls were upset again. I couldn't say a word because I know they teenagers. If I say something and if I don't know, I can't expect what kind of behavior they will be having. And the other thing is I was alone at home. I don't know how my husband at that time and the neighbors were not there at that time. So I couldn't see any parents. So I was helpless. After that, I asked my, these kids to come inside, including my little girl. Then I called one of my friends. She lives in the same estate. So she came. Then this gang came again. We saw because we were in the window side. These gangs were staring at our house. And this happened 4 or 5 times. They were in and around in front of the house. And I was so scary because my husband is at night, on night duty. So I decided to call and inform the guard. And I informed them. They came in maybe in 1/2 hour. They came into our house. But I really got very cold response. They said you have to supervise the kids always. Otherwise, these kind of incidents will happen. That was so shocking. I said I was. We always supervise. You know, I have to.
It's hard to be in 2 places at one time.
It's just in front of our own house.
I know.
So then there is no safety. That's not acceptable. They said, you know, it's really hard to find who did this kind of things. Then I said, these boys are living in the same estate because, you know, the kids accompanying Nia. She said they are living close to her house. She knows the house. So what if we find out the house number? Will you talk to the parents? And there was no response as well. So that was so shocking. And they went off. But my husband came and I told Garda he has to go back to work. I will be alone. But there was no even a feedback or assurance mm-hmm. over even over the phone. So I asked my husband to come back. So he had a very good director of nursing in the nursing home. So they said he can stay, no need to work, come back. They were also scared. So he couldn't go work at that time. He went back around 11 hours, you know, that time.
But
then we decided to call them Tuesday evening, afternoon. Then one officer picked the phone and they said they don't have any records about these incidents. Not registered. We were expecting a great support from the Garda. I mean, I'm not blaming, but that's not the way, you know, we were expecting. We thought we will be safe and there will be a support.
Okay. So you're not happy with the response overall to that. How many of the young children, the teenagers, Anupa, how many do you believe hit your little girl?
The teenagers, when I asked her later, she said 5 or 6. I asked her friends as well at that time for company. They said 5.
So she says five of the teenagers hit her in the face. Is that right?
Yeah.
My God. And she's a big bruise, has she, on her cheek?
It was a swelling. And we went to the hospital that night as well, to University Hospital, because she was complaining about pain in the private part. There was a hit with the cycle wheel. So we went to the hospital as well and they did some urine test and all. But they said she will be fine.
Did they punch her or hit her with the bicycle?
She told me one boy was in the cycle. He ran the bike very fast and, you know, hit her in the private part with the, you know, the front wheel hit her on her private part. With the cycle, I mean, he was riding the cycle and he pushed it very fast into the private area. Hit her in the cycle wheel.
And how is she now? She's only 6 years of age, Nia.
She is getting better now. She said she's okay at the moment with that.
And when the boys made comments like, go back to India, has Nia asked you what that means or what they mean by that?
She knows we are from India, actually, because, you know, we go for holidays. But she didn't understand. She asked me why they are asking me to go back. Are we on holidays? She asked me.
Oh, God.
She told us. So I said maybe that you are correct. They are asking us for a
holiday.
Long holiday.
It's very hard for her to understand that.
And she said they called me dirty bitch. Am I like that? She told her, and it was so upsetting. I said just because they are bad, you know, bad behavior, maybe that's why you don't have to comment. Because I don't want to tell her this is racial abuse. You know, she won't understand and I don't want to upset her little mind.
Mm. How long are you living in Ireland, Anupa?
8 years.
Now. 8 years. And have you ever experienced anything like this before?
No, this is the first experience in my family. But I can see a huge difference in the attitude of people.
Can
not
you?
All the people. Maybe, you know, a few months or since last year, I could see a change.
Yeah, you see a change in attitudes among the public.
Especially the teenage groups and younger ones.
And are you concerned about that for...
Definitely, we are concerned, like, you know, because we are all aware about the Dublin incident that happened a month before. I was going through the social media comments. It's really hate speech and racial comments. That was really shocking, especially to the Indian community. We are the majority of immigrants here, working here. So I saw many comments telling that we are buying homes, cars, reason for the home crisis. What I understood from my experience and a few of my friends' experience is that even if we report, the Garda is not registering the case. So many individual cases are not registered. That is not acceptable.
Well, we'll reach out to the guards and make a connection with them about this to follow up then on those claims as well. Anupa, look after yourself and thanks for sharing your Ania's story with us here. I mean, it's absolutely shocking. You know, it's not the first time.
But it feels like, you know, the guards were here yesterday and they said they have registered it officially now.
Okay.
Yesterday noon time, there was an officer came and they are doing it under investigation. But
They are. The guards are investigating the incident now. Okay.
At the moment. But they didn't register it until Tuesday evening. That's the time.
Well, look, Anupa, look after yourself and look after Nia as well. And thank you very much for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today to share your story with us.
Thank you for listening. Really good to talk to you as well.
You too. Guards have got back to us and sent us a statement to say that the Gardaí responded to a report of an alleged assault in the Kilbarry area of Waterford City on the evening of Monday the 4th of August. Investigations ongoing there as well. The shocking thing about this is that's the third time in the last 5 days here in Lunchtime Live that we've heard stories from members of the Indian or Pakistani communities living here in Ireland. Like, it's the third. It's the third consecutive day we've talked about it with multiple people in each of those days. It's unbelievable to think this is the way we are reacting and that certain people are reacting. Like, Anupa's husband works in a care centre. So these are the people that are caring for your loved ones. They're wiping their backsides. They're changing their bed sheets. They're looking after them day in, day out, caring for them, minding them. And this is the way that Anupa and her husband and her daughter Nia and so many others who've shared their stories with us yesterday and last week are being treated. That's absolutely shocking. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We'll come back to this, I've no doubt, again, because the sad reality is that that's not going to be the last incident. So it's not going to be the last time we'll chat about it here on Lunchtime Live either.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.